With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. There's no escaping the heat for about 160 million people in the U.S. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The heat wave across the country continues with triple-digit temperatures in the west, triple-digit heat indices in the east, and roughly everything in between also baking, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson.
There's the large heat dome out west. There's a trough in the middle. That's what drew Beryl up through the center of the country. And then there's another ridge over the East Coast.
Death Valley, known for its heat, was 129 Monday. That's not even the all-time record, and it's attracting tourists like Drew Belt.
You can feel it in your eyes.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, more delegates may be backing former President Trump at next week's Republican convention.
Nikki Haley is releasing the delegate she won during the Republican presidential primary. The Republican convention is next week, and it means Haley's 97 delegates will be free to support Donald Trump. In May, she endorsed Donald Trump.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume that they're just going to be with him.
Her spokesperson says Haley will not be at the convention in Milwaukee. She wasn't invited. Haley was the last major GOP rival to Trump, who mocked her during the campaign, but backed off the attacks once he got the delegates needed to be the presumptive Republican nominee. I'm Ed Donahue.
House Democrats seem split over the future of President Biden's candidacy. House members Tuesday met behind closed doors to address concerns over Biden's mental well-being and the 81-year-old's ability to beat former President Trump. Representative Steve Cohen from Tennessee said Democrats are not only not on the same page, they're not even in the same book. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says America is under judgment.
John MacArthur says the country has abandoned God's law and now it is suffering the consequences. The pastor of California's Grace Community Church tells Breitbart that when a society, quote, turns to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and a reprobate mind, God gives them up. He also warned that while Christians should have an interest in politics, they must never forget that Christ is the only real solution for America's ills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another judge has temporarily halted parts of a non-discrimination rule that would have forced insurers and medical professionals to pay for and perform sex change procedures on kids. The U.S. District Judge sided with Republican attorneys general in 15 states who argued the language that the rule was based on encompasses biological sex, not so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. A United Nations report says the Taliban's so-called morality police are contributing to a climate of fear and intimidation among the Afghan people.
According to a new UN report, which underlines that edicts and some of the methods used to enforcement disproportionately impacting women and girls constitutes a violation of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The Taliban had set up a ministry for the propagation of virtue and the prevention of vice after seizing power in 2021. The UN mission in Afghanistan goes on. Human rights violations, as well as the unpredictability of enforcement measures, contribute to a climate of fear and intimidation among segments of the population. I'm Charles Dillardesma.
Crews are scrambling to restore power to almost 2 million customers in Texas after Beryl slammed parts of the state. To race against time, as much of Southeast Texas is under a heat advisory. More details at SRNnews.com.